Hey everyone, this is What's Our Podcast Name?
Oh my god. You want to try that again?
Yeah, I don't do well under pressure. Hey everyone, welcome to the Drunken Whalers, a podcast where we get drunk and talk about Dishonored. I'm Claire and I'm joined by Sarah. Sarah, say hello.
Hello, I think everyone should know that that was the second time Claire read that intro, because the first time she forgot the name of our podcast.
That's really so sweet. I was going to keep that in.
Oh!
I was going to keep you being a giant dumbass in.
You can leave it in. You can
I'm gonna.
Me out saying that.
No, I'm also going to leave this whole bit in. It's a thing we've established.
Okay. Yeah, so Claire doesn't edit these to make us sound any better, obviously.
I sure don't. I am what I am.
As always, the second half of the when we do two-part episodes, the second half is great because we're drunk.
I'm definitely tipsy.
Yeah, I got distracted because we were talking about fanfiction for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's what it is. I had to get my laundry. It's fine.
But we're back and we're ready to talk about murder.
Sure are.
So where we left off, Dowd was standing on a roof with Billy doing reconnaissance or whatever, and we talked about this ugly-ass house.
Yeah. There's 4.5 stories to it, because I forgot, but there is also a basement.
Oh, yeah, because you have that's where the air conditioner
it's
is.
That's where the air conditioner
is. That's where you put them.
So, yeah, so there's, like, a back alley and, a door to the basement you can go in through. And so it's, like, the basement, like, the kitchen, there's, like, cleaning supplies, various things.
Yeah. I went top down, so now my notes are in the wrong order.
Oh, we can go top down. I don't care. Let's do it.
We can do it this way.
There's not very much in the basement or the kitchen.
Yeah.
The only thing in the kitchen besides, like, the air conditioner where you can put the odorous sack, there's a note from the watch captain that essentially comes down to, like, don't overcook my tomatoes again.
Oh, yeah, it's, like, very, very serious
it's
about it.
Very aggressively, like, I don't like mushy tomatoes. Do not give me mushy tomatoes. Do not overcook them. It's so
maybe
funny.
This is just me speaking as somebody who doesn't like tomatoes, but they're mushy anyway.
You know,
They're a mushy fruit.
I'm gonna agree with you. I also detest the mushiness of tomatoes, even when they're supposedly not overcooked. I don't like them. That's
all right. This is an anti-tomato podcast.
Apparently so. So yeah. You get the note about the tomatoes. Which, so everyone who wants tomatoes is not valid, especially that captain. and then you can go upstairs to the first floor, which is it's mostly, a lobby, I guess.
Yeah, there's these little side rooms that have, I guess, offices?
Yeah! Oh! And... Yeah, I think it's because this is his estate, but this is also his offices.
Yeah, because there's a law clerk's desk here. It's, all the law clerks, all the barristers work here. I guess that's what a barrister is?
I have zero idea what a barrister is. But yes, the first and second floor are offices for people who actually work in this guy's, law offices? Is that what a barrister is?
I don't know. Oh, because, he's, the head lawyer person, so that's why he gets to do all this evil
shit. I've googled this for us.
He's, the most lawyerist.
Yes, and a barrister is a lawyer entitled to practice as an advocate in higher courts. So yeah, he's a fucking lawyer. So this is his law
no
office.
No wonder. Yeah, and because I think this is where there's a note I found from somebody where it was, it's from Timpsh, and he's like, oh, I'd rather, lock myself up, I'd rather lock myself, my stuff up, that where, with a key instead of using a combination lock, because combinations can be guessed, or you don't want to, write them down somewhere and have someone find it, which is, very, wink, wink, nudge, nudge about all the fucking safe combinations you find.
It is very wink, wink, nudge, nudge, but he also, at the end of it, is like, as for lockpicks, I don't believe they exist.
Which is very funny and true, because you can't pick any locks.
I guess so, you're right, you can't, so he's
like
correct.
That struck me as very funny, because it's in situations where it's oh, you need the key to get into the legal district or whatever, it's I'm sorry, if Dowd's, a famous assassin or whatever, he knows how the fuck to pick a lock. Come on.
He sure does. Also, I was gonna mention this at the beginning of the last episode, but I completely forgot. I think we should go over what Dowd's powers are.
Oh, yeah. We can do that.
Which I was going to mention. I
probably don't know what they are.
I was going to mention them now because I was thinking about, he has a power that, like, can summon an assassin to him. It's like, even if he can't pick a lock, one of his kids must be able to pick a lock.
He just, like, calls a lackey to pick a lock. Yeah, I never use that power.
I don't either. So Dowd's powers are Blink, Void Gaze, Bend Time, which are, like, the standard ones.
He has Bend Time.
Yes, he also has Summon Assassin, which is to summon a Novus Assassin to fight by downside, which I really should get on that, because Sarah's not gonna have much use for it, so it's like, I'm gonna get on that for us.
Yeah, I didn't even use it when I was playing High Chaos, I just never thought to.
Yeah, and there's also, Pull, which is, like, the one they use with the green magic powers.
Oh, wait, do you actually have that?
I think so.
Oh, I have not it.
Upgraded that yet, but I recall using it. So,
well, I assume you wouldn't just make it up in your head, so I believe you.
I just went to the wiki page to make sure. It's a supernatural ability exclusive to the Brigmore Witches, so eventually we'll get that one in the Brigmore Witches.
Okay, yeah.
Right. But oh, that's, not for
I must never have gotten it, because it's, well, because these game, these, like, mini game, the DLC are so short, you actually don't get, have a chance to get a lot of new powers.
Yeah.
Even if you find all the runes. So you gotta cut, you gotta pick and choose.
Yeah, I went for, like, Blink and Void Gaze, like, the standard ones.
Yeah, I have those in Bend Time, and that served me decently.
Yeah, so it's like, if you want to, you can call some of your friends to come fight with you. You can get in a gang battle and call your gang.
Your pals, you can become a small gang.
Yeah, you could just be a small gang.
That's a nice joke.
Well, most of our fans we knew because of that other joke, so it's fine. So
if you listen to this podcast and you don't listen to Friends at the Table, I don't know who you are.
Yeah, it's like, we support you being here, but we have zero idea who you are and how you found us.
But we support you.
Also in this lobby,
is that it? I like,
there's also two rich people who are chatting on the first floor.
Oh yeah, I don't know if I heard them.
One of them ordered brandy and hasn't gotten it and is complaining, and the other's like, the fuck are you worried about your brandy for? The city is falling apart. And there's like a bunch of, like, kind of generic, look into this law thing notes that, like, I could, like, they're not, they're all, like, labeled, like, 2J from S and, like, various letters. It's like, I have zero idea what those things mean.
Yeah, I was, like, looking at it. I was like, I wonder if this is, like, important, but it's probably not.
I didn't write it down, so.
Write it down, so it can't have mattered.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, it's like a couple, like, yeah, it's just, like, essentially some clerking desks, some law offices. Is the, tarot deck on the first floor?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I'll let you talk about that
one. The tarot deck that I became briefly obsessed with.
Go for it.
So there's a tarot deck here, which, so it's part of the, as, I guess I read this in the last episode now, but basically the Granny Rags, thing, recipe, mentions it starts off being like Cruel Nancy and then talks about how you need the world or whatever, and so Nancy is a game that you overhear the guards talk about playing a lot. Apparently it's played with a tarot deck.
That's fucked up.
It's like, I had no fucking idea.
No,
like, I don't think there's a way to find that out and, like, except it, like, here
there's not, because this. Before this I had assumed it was just a generic deck of cards. We heard, like, Slackjaw's men talk about playing Nancy. Like, I would have had zero idea that this was a tarot deck. None.
Yeah. But yeah, so it turns out it's a tarot deck, which is a 78-card deck, which I didn't know. I don't know that much about. I know, well, everything I know about tarot I learned from Persona, which is not a lot. So basically it's like, you can figure this out pretty easily. It's like, what you need to do is you need to draw the world from this tarot deck, because the world's a tarot card, and I know that because of Persona. And also, like, it's like, if you, like, select the tarot deck, it's like, it kind of prompts you. It's like, either do nothing, draw a random card, or you can draw the world.
Right.
So, like, the game, like, basically tells you, like, okay, draw the world. So you do that so that you can do the recipe later. Also, then I just stood there for, like, 20 minutes. I mean, I was doing other stuff at the time, like, pulling random cards, because I was really curious what they were. Our dear friend Linda pointed this out to me later, that I could have just checked to see if you could look them up, which you can, because this deck exists in real life.
Oh my god.
But I had fun.
I'm glad you had fun.
I had fun. I had a deep dive of this. I'm probably, so this was a, you could, there was like a Dishonored tarot deck that I guess came with the special edition of the game. I want to buy it now. I might, but, so basically it's like mostly like a normal tarot deck, except it's like some of the suits or some of the tarot cards, like the major arcana are like the same as in the real world and some of them are different.
Oh, interesting.
Which is fun because you could pull like, yeah, it's like, because I know, like, there's, like, Judgment, and, like, the World is a real tarot card, and there's stuff like that. But then you could also, like, the first card I pulled, and I'm curious as to whether this is always the first card you would pull, is was Regret, which is very thematically relevant.
I don't remember what the first card I pulled in the tarot deck was.
Yeah, see, because it's, like, it's probably just a coincidence, but also it's, like, in the official tarot deck, like, Doubt is on the Regret card, which makes sense.
Oh, that's good as hell.
I'm curious as to whether that was just a coincidence or not, but yeah, so basically it's like a lot of fucked up shit. The suits are skulls, pistols, rats, and swords, which I think that's interesting because it's very Dishonored. Mm-hmm. Also, the Outsider is on a card.
Makes sense. Which card is he on?
It's called the Outsider.
Okay. Sounds right.
It's just like one of the, it's like one of the arcana, it's like one of the major arcana, but it's not numbered.
Oh, I don't know anything about tarot.
Yeah, me either. Well, again, I don't know a lot about it, but also, I also found out from my Wikipedia deep dive into this, which I am now recounting to everybody, sorry. Nancy, like, they made up rules for Nancy that can be played with the tarot deck, specifically, like, this tarot deck. I tried to read the rules. They were so complicated that I couldn't fucking, like, understand it. So I don't know how all these guards are playing this shit all the time when they're, like, drunk.
Yeah. Do you think it's, like, as complicated as poker? Because poker's not, like, super complicated, but it's, like, complicated enough that I could not do it while drunk.
I don't know. Again, I don't know how to play poker.
Okay.
The description of it reminded me of bridge, but maybe, I also don't know how to play bridge. There were tricks. So I was like, oh, it's like bridge.
So like my grandma could play this game.
You can look up the rules on the Dishonored wiki, but it's like, basically it's like you do stuff. It's kind of like the in-game version of Nancy might be different because the like out-of-game version of it is like kind of self-referential to Dishonored as a game. It's like there's a thing you can do by like putting the Judgment and Death cards together because the Judgment card has Emily on it and the Death card has Corvo on it.
Oh, I see. Interesting. That's neat.
Outsider card does weird stuff. I don't know.
That's neat. I really want that deck.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Yeah, I might buy it. So you can get it for like $25 off eBay.
That's pretty good.
Elle told me that they got theirs from eBay and I want it.
We can start a Patreon so that you can get that.
Patreon to get us, like, wine and the Dishonored tarot deck so that we can play Nancy with each other.
That sounds correct.
Also, yeah.
I think that's it. Yeah, I think that's all that's on this level. And there's also not very much on the second floor, which is actually not so much a floor as, like, a balcony that you have to circle the entire circumference of the house to get to next level of
it's
stairs.
Like,
but
it's, like, weird interior design.
Yeah, it really is just, like, odd. Pro tip for any designers out there, literally never design a house so that you have to walk like all the way around the house to get to the next flight of stairs.
Well, because effectively it just makes it like a giant spiral staircase if the spiral just went around the outside of the, like, yeah, because yeah, there really is nothing there.
Yeah, and there's literally nothing there but guards, and like they're not even doing anything interesting.
Tisk.
Yeah. The third floor is the Timsh's, like, office, I think.
Yeah, and there's, yeah, well, yeah, because there's, like, a main room in the middle, and it's, like, there's that chest in there that, like, has the will in it.
Yes, so he gives his entire estate to Delilah in his will.
Yeah.
Which is fucking wild. It's iconic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and I think on the way up here, there was a portrait of Timsh that was painted by Delilah. You can tell because it's in her art style. Also, it's signed.
Yes. So, yeah, his whole house is filled with, like, these paintings that are in Delilah style, which are, like, very, like, honestly way cooler than Sokolov's painting. It's like, if I wanted a fucking realistic painting, I would take a picture. So hers are, like, really artsy and, like, have lots of really bold, vivid neon colors. There is one that we will see again in Dishonored 2 that I'm not going to say anything about because it's a spoiler.
Oh, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Oh, so that's going to be fun. That's fine. Don't forget it for Dishonored 2. Or I guess like at the end of this game. But like, yeah, there is.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what I'm talking about at all?
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, at the end of this game, I will remind myself to mention this mm-hmm. painting.
I will try to also remind you, but yeah, I agree. They're like, what, like, Sokolovs are just, like, basically, are, like, nice realist paintings.
They're depressing as fuck, though.
But yeah, but, like, Delilah's, like, has a very distinctive, like, look, and the colors are really, really good, and, like, because especially it's, like, nothing in Dunwall is this colorful.
That's a really good point.
Yeah, I really like that they gave her, like, such a cool style.
Yeah. I don't know, we should tweet pictures cool. of it.
I mean, she's bad, but she's cool.
But yes.
But yeah, so it's like she clearly painted a portrait of Timpsh once upon a time.
Yes. There's also several notes scattered around his office near his waste bin. Like, one about saying the alarm device in his office is ugly and clashes with the decor.
So it's like, hey, there's an alarm up there.
Yeah. A note about wanting an overseer in his house, and he got the response back to that, which is, like, we cannot, like, spare an overseer to protect your house.
Which is good for you.
Great for us. And then, like, several notes and an audiograph about the people he's evicting from their houses. The audiograph, to me, sounded like Trevor Pendleton.
I think maybe it was. Yeah, let me see if I wrote it down.
I don't think it says... But, like, essentially it's an audiograph warning, like, not to, like, infringe too much on, like, the Boyles' property.
Yeah.
But, yes, it's, like, a bunch of, like, audiograph notes about how he is an evil man who evicts people. And a lot of fancy stuff and glass cages that I stole.
Yep, because like, that's what it's for. It's
like, give me that statue.
Whenever there's stuff in, like, a glass cage, when you break it, like, if there are guards around, they're all fucking hear it, because you just broke a bunch of glass.
Yeah.
So you, like, have to weigh whether it's worth it to steal some shit.
It was so worth it. Give me that little whale statue.
Mm-hmm. I do love, well, Dad loves a whale statue, because he's fucking in love with the Outsider, who is a whale. He's not a whale.
I just like whales. I think whales are cool.
Whales are cool. Yeah. There's a Twitter called Whale Facts that I keep retweeting on.
I love it.
On the Whales account, because it tweets very funny whale things.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, and then there's the last floor of
which is
the house.
Where Timpsh is.
Which
is his bedroom.
So yeah, this is his bedroom. There's a couple of guards up here. If you, like, use void gaze or, like, peek through the keyhole, you can hear the barrister propositioning a maid, essentially, and, like, manipulating her into having to stay here for the night.
Yeah, it's very unpleasant. I don't really want to talk about it.
Yeah, it's really unpleasant, and at the end she, like, gives in, and, you know, he's like, oh, great, cool, bring me a drink, and she leaves, and she cries.
Oh, she leaves? See, I always bust in while he's talking to her, because I'm like, I hate this, so I, like, bust in.
No,
and, like,
yeah, get, like, he will walk just further into his bedroom, and she will put her hand in her face for a few minutes. Which you can see, like, using void gaze, and then eventually she'll lift her head and, like, walk out and see you if you're standing there. But I'm like, this poor maid.
Yeah, it's, like, it super sucks. It's like, ah, Timpsh, thanks.
Yeah, I knocked her out, and I was like, you're the only one I'm saving.
Yeah, so save the maid.
Yeah, so, yeah, I save the maid, and then if you, like, make sure she's not in view of the office door, like, the barrister will come out and walk into, like, a side room and start talking to what is a statue of Delilah, which it's very hard to figure out what the fuck he's doing if you don't know, because, like, if you turn on void gaze, he walks through, and it is essentially a completely still-posed woman standing on, like, a higher plane that he's talking to, and she's not moving. It's like, zero idea.
See, that's interesting.
What that
is. I didn't realize that he went and talked to the statue, because I always get rid of him before he can leave.
Yes, yeah, he goes to talk to the statue, and he's, like, it does not talk back to him. He says,
I mean, yeah, Claire, why would a statue talk? What are you talking about?
Sorry, I can delete that. So yeah, he goes to talk to the statue, and he's like, I had to say those things to you. I'm being accused of witchcraft. Like, I had to do this to save myself. And you're like, I don't know what the fuck you're doing. weird as shit.
Like, normal things to yell at a statue of a woman that you have in your house, I guess. Okay.
Yeah. And then eventually he'll leave, and I killed him.
Yeah. I just, like, went into his room, and, like, I just fucking sleep darted him, because it's easier.
Yeah. So, yeah, I killed him, and then I went into the room to look at the statue, and this is, it's, like, a marble statue of a woman, like, covered in vines, I guess.
And she has a lesbian haircut.
I was just thinking that. I swear to God, it's gotta be, like, lesbian haircut.
Well, it is, like, a lesbian haircut, like, short sides long on top. It just is.
It is such a lesbian haircut. I'm just really, like, so pleased that we were both, like, lesbian haircut.
It's because we're lesbians.
It is. So, yeah, there's, like, she's covered in vines, she's got a lesbian haircut, and it's, like, all white marble. The room is, like, a studio. There's, like, a mattress and a bed frame, like, a bunch of paints and canvases and stuff like that. There is a very ominous poem it's labeled Poem by Delilah.
Oh, is there? Wait, what does it say?
It's very creepy. I wrote the first half and the last, like, the first part and the last part down, but basically it reads, like, when pretty Emily woke one day, she saw the world a different way. Her eyes looked with a stranger's, her eyes looked with a stranger's gaze, her dainty mouth smiled a stranger's smile. And, like, a bunch of stuff about the stranger, and it ends with, the stranger's cravings drove her onward, and no one who looked on Emily's face ever guessed who ruled in Emily's place. Ominous! Not at all important.
Yeah, so that doesn't matter. That's just Delilah's weird fanfiction. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, so yeah, there's, like, that poem, and if you go stand in front of the statue, you have the option to talk to it.
Which, that makes more sense to me now that I know that Timsh talks to it, but also, it's still weird, because what Dowd says is, who are you?
I don't know, I still don't think Timsh talking to the statue makes any sense, because it's like, people talk to things.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Dowd goes after the statue, like, who are you? And she, the statue, is like, I'm strange.
The statue starts moving and talking to you.
Yeah, so like this...
And Dowd, like, doesn't even seem fazed by this. He's like, okay.
He's seen so much weird shit, let's be real.
That's true. I love this bit, because, like, it's, I don't know, it's very cool that, like, the statue talks to you.
Yeah. IMO. So she says, like, I'm strange, I used to be a baker's apprentice, I was a friend to Jessamine when we were girls, but I've made my name as a painter, and now I'm something more. And you're like, okay.
Yeah, she's, like, very, like, she, I don't know, her, like, speech is, like, very, like, not bombastic, but it's, like, very, like, self-important and, like, dramatic. Like, she says things very dramatically.
Yeah.
It's very good.
She has also said, I'll give you a warning out of respect to my sisters who admired you once. Don't find me. Great changes are coming, and I'll expect you not to interfere. Then she's basically like, oh, you can kill Arnold. I don't care, though, literally at all.
because she says, I have great influence in places you wouldn't expect. Which that probably doesn't matter.
Yeah. So pretty much she's like, yeah, you can kill Barrister Timsh. I don't care, but stay the fuck out of my way with my big plan. Delilah. And then the statue stops moving.
And right after it stops moving, Billy shows up again. And she, like, looks at the statue and she's like, is that who you were looking for? Well, she's a bit of a bitch, and the artwork's hopeless. I know you have your reasons.
But she just disappears.
Billy.
I love her.
I also love her. Next week's gonna be great.
Yeah.
So
basically, there's just, this guy just has a funky statue of the girl he loved that she presumably carved that moves and talks to him.
God, it's so very like Delilah to carve a statue of her own face.
It really is.
So she clearly has, like, weird magic, like, cool magic that you don't have, because fucking, I don't see Corver or Dowd making statues of themselves talk.
I mean, what if you had to be really, really good at carving a statue of yourself to do that? That just seems like a lot of commitment to have, like, I guess this is theoretically, like, an intercontinental phone call, which is convenient, but you do have to carve an entire statue for it.
So yeah, this is the way that Dunwall is allowed to have Skype is through like statue talking.
Yeah, through statue
being
magic.
Able to possess your own statues.
Yes, if you possess your own statue, you're valid.
Yeah, uh-huh. I wouldn't say that Delilah was valid. I mean, I love her.
I do love her.
She makes a lot of choices that are probably bad.
Yeah, I guess.
Listen.
I love her, and that's what all we have to say on the subject.
Yeah. So yeah, so after you go talk to this nice statue, this mean statue, you can go back into Timsha's bedroom.
Yeah.
I did not killing Timsha, I swapped the
edict thing.
Fucking the things that you have to swap. The
edict, the eviction notice.
His, like, eviction notice.
That thing. I literally read all of those words and couldn't tell you which one was right.
It doesn't matter. We're doing great.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can basically just, I knocked him out and swapped them. But then you can go snoop around his room.
Yeah, there's not too much in his bedroom except an audiograph, which starts off with, "Mother, this is Arnold." And yes, that's the exact voice he uses. And it's like a thing, like a little audiograph. It's like, "If you wake up with no one there, I prepared this for you to put your mind at ease." And then he lies to his mom.
Yeah, basically, he's like, "Oh, everything's great. Plague's over. I'm prime minister now," which I hate that he says that because it makes me have to think about Dunwall's government structure and what the fuck the prime minister does, whatever.
He's like, "I'm married. I'm prime minister. The plague is cured. My brother and sister live here. Everything's fine, Mom. Go back to sleep and rest." So I can only assume that he is not married, not prime minister. The plague is not over, and he killed his brother and sister.
They might not be dead.
He wants them to be.
Searching through his stuff more, there's like a letter from a doctor that's like, "Hey, bitch, like, I'm not gonna be your doctor anymore because, like, I don't agree with the fact that you're like denying your mother treatment that could save her life." So basically, he's like keeping his mom sick because he's a bastard.
Not anymore. And, like, now she's dead.
Money. What?
Now the mom's dead, so he's not doing this anymore. Yeah. Like, he successfully did it.
Okay. R.I.P. Mrs. Timsh.
So yeah, he's evil, and you're like, "Wow, what a bitch."
Wait, is the mom dead?
I think she's
like still
dead.
Just, like, sick.
You don't see her here, so.
I guess. I assume maybe she has her own, like, house. But yeah, so you do that. Did you just leave after this?
Yes. I did.
Because I still have, like, a bit.
Oh, what?
If I could find it. Oh, yeah. So there's the air conditioner thing in the basement.
Oh,
so if you
right.
put the odorous sack in there, if you remember the odorous sack that we stole
two weeks ago
from this crazy lady. So once you, like, put it in there, you, like, have to, like, turn it on, basically. And then if you, like, kind of creep back upstairs from the basement, you'll, like, Timsh will, like, run downstairs even if you knocked him out.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, maybe the stench woke him up. And he's, like, complaining about it, and he, like, runs outside, and that general person who everyone was talking about how there was a general coming to visit, he's, like, standing outside, and Timsh, like, runs out, and I guess they were supposed to meet, and the general is like, "Man, it, like, smells like a weeper den here," and Timsh, like, hands him the paper that you, like, switched with him, and he's like, "Oh, this should clear things up," which is, like, a weird way to say these things, but, like, I guess it just, like, makes this work.
Yeah, it was, like, so weird.
It's, like, very clearly set up to, like, make this, like, switch have more, like, impact or whatever, but okay. And, yeah, he's like, "This should clear things up," like, the regent himself has arranged it, and the general reads it and is like, "Is this a joke?" And says that it's a notice from a month ago saying that the building is to be immediately seized and that all his assets are forfeit.
Fuck you.
If he doesn't comply. And he's like, "This is from a month ago? Like, are you just showing me this to try to convince me that you're above the law?" And Tim's just like, "Wait, what? Like, that's not right." And, like, takes it back and looks at it, and he just, like, faints.
That's so funny. You,
and then, like, the general's like, "Okay, everybody, like, arrest this guy, take him to Coldridge," and then if you, like, stay and watch some more, the guards are standing around him and are like, "Man, like, I don't want to pick him up, like, what if he has the plague? Like, I guess I'll just wait here until he wakes up."
That's really funny. I love it. I'm on his wiki page, and I'm having a great time.
What does his wiki page say, Claire?
His wiki page just has some trivia about the next time you can see him in the next mission.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We'll talk about that when we get there.
I'll go look at that wiki page after this.
Yeah, that's funny. I think that's really funny. That's a really weird way to say, like, oh, this should clear things up in, like, response to someone saying, like, your house smells like illness.
I know. Yeah, everyone, because it's, like, so he was, like, okay, he's going to be handing him his, like, so he wanted to hand him his, like, weird immunity? I don't know.
I know. It makes no sense. Like, I think my go-to would have been, like, yeah, I don't know what is happening. I'm diligent about keeping the plague out of my household. Like, I want, I don't know, like, XYZ, but...
But yeah, not just being like, oh, here, take this paper that's, like, just in my pocket that I haven't checked since I was, since I passed out in my room. That was weird. I wonder how that happened.
Yeah, that's so funny.
But yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, after
and
this.
And so that is, all that's left is Granny's recipe.
Yeah. So yeah, you can take the tarot card back to the Outsider Shrine.
Which is the black-eyed groom, thanks, Granny.
And you put it on the shrine, and Dowd will cut his palm to bleed on it. Which, I know it's Sarah and I both, but for different reasons.
Yes. Okay. He cuts through his glove, okay? this infuriates me. Like, I know they're not gonna, like, have him take off his glove, because that'd be a pain in the ass. But, like, he just cuts through his glove. It's like, come on.
So, yeah. So, it annoys me because he cuts the palm of his hand, which is the worst place to have a cut.
That's true. Like, well, Dowd hates himself.
That's true. But it's like, if I were doing this, I would cut, like, the back of my hand. You don't grip anything with the back of your hand.
If he cut the back of his hand, that's where the mark of the outside
is. He can cut his other hand.
I guess, but the other hand is his knife hand, like, because it's, like, Mark of the Outsider's on his left hand, he's right-handed, because that's, who, like, how he holds the knife.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, I say, like, a shallow cut on the back of your hand means nothing, whereas a shallow cut on your palm really fucks you over. Like,
I mean, I think it would have been good if he'd cut the back of his hand, because that's where the mark is, because that would be an interesting comment on his relationship with the Outsider.
That is interesting. Hire us to write Dishonored.
but yeah, so he does that, bleeds on the card, gets the blood, like he put the blood up there, the card on the shrine, so he also, like, bleeds on the shrine, which that's also a lot.
Fuck you, Outsider.
Yeah.
So yes, I mean, he bleeds on the shrine, he picks the card back up, and then you have to take the card back over to Timsh's house and burn it in his fireplace.
Yeah, because he's, like, the lawless man.
Yeah, it's like...
And yeah, you just stick it in there, and it turns into a rune, because magic is crazy.
Magic's crazy as shit. Thanks, Granny.
Yeah. It's like one of those, like, just add water things, but it's, like, with doing horrifying rituals and bleeding on shit.
So yeah, and so that is pretty much the, like, the end of what you can do to Timsh. So essentially after this, all of your objectives are, like, go back and talk to Talia at the docks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After you finished dealing with Timsh and finished, like, bleeding on your ex-boyfriend's shit, like, time to go deal with your stuff.
Yeah, and, like, you pretty much go back the way you came. There's a new round of guards coming back through, and they, like, one of them walks through the wall of light and the other two jump back and, like, oh, what the fuck? So that's how I know that they won't run through if they see someone.
Well, I'm glad that you didn't kill all of them that way.
Yeah, no, I mean, I did kill those two other guys, but, like, I didn't send them through a wall light, so.
But, yeah, so you go all the way back, and Talia is, in fact, by the docks.
Yeah.
She doesn't say a ton. She's basically like, oh, thanks for the will.
What's your opening line? Because I think my opening line is, hey, your uncle's dead.
Oh, I didn't write it down. I assume it was something about how he was in jail.
That's fine. Yeah, because Dowd's like, I killed your uncle, or, like, your uncle's gone, he's dead. And Ty's like, wow, I guess that means I murdered him. I've never murdered anyone before. Whatever, I don't care.
That's funny. Yeah, I think I assume he said something like, oh, he's gonna be arrested.
Right. Yeah, so she gives you the info on Delilah, which is, like, Arnold Timsch was under her spell and was obsessed with her. And everyone knew that before she studied under Sokolov, like, that she used to be, like, a baker, and, you know, even when she was a renowned artist, like, she was still, like, way below their family's, like, status level.
Mm-hmm.
And then Talia's like, my uncle was infatuated, but he looked older and made us all keep candles lit all night. He was afraid of the dark, which is like, oh, okay, what the fuck is going on there?
Yeah, so I guess Delilah's weird.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah.
And then she tells a spooky story about how they all went to, like, Waverly Boyle's house for a seance, and, like, they were just having fun and laughing, and, you know, like, they didn't know what they were doing. And this, I thought, was a very powerful line. Talia says, I thought only the dead appeared at seances, but suddenly Delilah was in the room. My uncle nearly died of terror. and she continues, she's like...
Yeah, so that, yeah, that's interesting, yeah. And
like
very...
Yeah, it is really interesting.
It's very reminiscent of later stuff.
Yeah.
And
essentially, like, they go on, like, Talia goes on to be like, we saw her as if she was really far away, standing in the old Brigmore Manor, painting an easel, painting a name. It was your name, Dowd. Spooky! Gosh!
Like, oh, wow, okay, then, like, that's all the spooky fine, probably. Stories
about, like, the dog.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so, real spooky, and you're like, alright, thanks, have your will, cool. Bye. you could just go.
You just kind of go, and then, as I was leaving, Billy pops up again, and she said, Timsh is ruined. He'll rot in Coldridge if they don't send him to the Flooded District. It's poetic. Maybe I was wrong about you, Dowd.
Ooh, interesting. To me...
What did she say to you?
She says, so much for the good barrister. He had it coming, though. Men like him can never trust anyone. Ready to go? And then Dowd says, let's go home. Let's go home.
Let's go home. And the next mission will start when we're at home.
Yeah. I killed 55 hostiles and 3 civilians.
I didn't kill fucking anybody.
I'm proud of you.
I was very proud.
I don't know the 2 other civilians that I killed.
There's probably people in his house. Like, because there are, like, clerks there and stuff.
Are there clerks there?
Like, there were there's, like, a footman and people running around.
Oh, yes. I killed the 2 civilians who were talking about brandy in the lobby.
Those poor people who just wanted their brandy, and you gave them murder.
Well, shouldn't have been lawyers.
You're so right.
So, yeah. And then after that, you know, you get to go home, and, like, there's the loading screen, and Dowd will say more things, I think, because, like, God forbid we have a loading screen.
God forbid he shuts the fuck up.
Yeah, God forbid we have a loading screen without him monologuing at us.
Yeah, I stopped right at the loading screen, so I didn't get
I did
any
too.
Of the other stuff. Because that's next week, which will be the end of The Knife of Dunwall.
Oh, what a short game.
Because it's three missions long.
Wait.
I mean, basically, Knife of Dunwall and Brigmore Witches might as well be the same game,
really. We forgot something.
What?
We forgot to say the other 2 things that happen at the Outsider Shrine.
Oh, fuck. Oh, you're so right. I can't believe I forgot.
How can we forget?
Yes. Okay.
So, yeah, the last 2 options for the Outsider Shrine are if you have Timsh arrested and Timsh killed, which I killed him, so this is the option I got. So he goes through his whole thing, like, here's one last lesson, the Empress is dead and the water is rising.
Blah, blah.
So if you arrest him, the Outsider will say, at the last moment, you seem to be acquiring a curious sense of justice. Funny how the final days always mean so much. Which, ominous.
Okay.
And if you kill Timsh, the Outsider will say, don't end up like Arnold Timsh. He died before he could say his last words. For what it's worth, they were, I'm sorry. Which is so
thanks,
good.
Outsider.
That is exceptional.
I know, that's, of all of these, that's my favorite.
Yeah. I also think, like, the Outsider Shrines in Dishonored, like, they're fine, and they're, like, kind of poetic, but they don't always make a lot of impact.
Yeah, these ones are all very, I mean, mostly because he's being so fucking mean,
like,
they're very punchy.
Yeah, like, they're very pointed, like, they're very, like, they hit a lot harder than all the ones in Dishonored 1 do, because, like, a lot of the ones in Dishonored 1, I'm like, alright, I get that you're trying to be mean, but, like, it's like you're a 5-year-old pulling someone's pigtails. It's like like, they have no impact. And, like, partially I think some of that maybe is because you don't know, like, too much about Corvo going into the game.
Yeah.
And, like...
That's what I was gonna say.
And, like, you learn through Dishonored 1, like, so much about Dao just exploring the game. So, like, by the time you get here, you know a lot about Dao. So, like, it means way more... I mean, I guess it's also, it's, like, I guess, not for me, because I'm killing everyone, but, like, redemption stories are really interesting, and the Outsider is clearly interested in this, so.
Yeah. It's kind of funny, because it's, like, it feels like, for, like, the low chaos options, it's him being, like, kind of, like, still saying, like, oh, you suck, but also kind of can't help but being kind of impressed.
Yeah, it's like, you suck, and you've still done all these, like, exceptionally shitty murders. But this is interesting. But... like, you have a curious sense of justice. This is surprisingly clean work. Like, it's...
Like saying, like, a curious sense of justice, I think coming from the Outsider is, like, a curious is probably a very complimentary thing to say.
I think also it feels, like, a lot more like, when the Outsider talks it out, it feels a lot more like an experiment. Like, oh, you're acquiring this sense of justice, like, what does that mean? Like, so it feels
he's playing The Sims. Yeah,
like, it feels like a lot more like he's, like, interested in humans as, like, specimens and, like, what they do.
Yeah,
which I think is, like, missing from Dishonored 1.
I love him.
I do really like these ones. I think these are truly the best ones.
Yes, these are all very good. Thank you for reminding us.
I could not let us forget.
I might have forgotten.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, and these ones really are my favorite, because I really like when he's like, you're running out of rope, really is my favorite thing that he ever says.
Yeah, it's really good. It just,
he's the worst.
I don't know, it's like there's so much more interesting built history here, I think it helps.
Yeah, that is true. It's like kind of like all the stuff that he says always has the weight of like, they've known each other for, like, a really long time, even if you don't ever get to kind of see or know how that went.
Yeah, it's, like, really, like, what you know about their relationship is, like, that they knew each other, and then, like, Dowd was marked, and they haven't really, they haven't talked in a while, like, they haven't called.
Yeah, oh, I say this all the time, the thing I want to know is, like, how long they, like, were talking before, like, it went bad.
Yeah, it really is just, like, ooh, I need to know those details. And so it also is, like, way more built into the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which makes me wish there were more Outsider shrines, but that's fine.
I understand. Yeah, I understand, but I had no idea that this was the only one. That's wild.
Yeah, because it's, like, so the Outsider, like, has speeches.
Right.
Like he has this little intro speech in the first mission, and he has this little outro speech in the last mission, and because there are those, then there's no shrine, because those kind of replace it.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I just had not, I didn't think about it.
Well, and I especially wish that there was a shrine in the next mission, because the next mission takes place at Dowd's home base, and I bet he has I guess he doesn't, because you don't find it in the Flooded District when you play as Corvo, but, like, I want him to have a shrine, basically.
He probably got rid of it when the Outsider wouldn't return his calls.
Yeah.
He probably destroyed it, let's be very real. He probably got really angry, like, chucked the rune at the wall and tore it all down.
But that would have been so good if you could find a destroyed Outsider shrine.
Oh!
Oh, now I'm mad that this isn't true.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was the end. What's the name of this mission? Eminent Domain?
Eminent Domain.
I love it.
Because Tim sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's everything.
Oh man, that's such a it's such a good one. I love To Eat the Rich.
I more than anything else, this game is very much like Eat the Rich. This like Knife of Dunwall in particular, because like Brigmore Witches gets into like some more shit.
Yeah, I am really excited for when we do Brigmore Witches. But for now, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Lucky Dice Kirby, where I will tweet incessantly about tarot cards. You can also find the podcast at Drunken Whalers, where I retweet the Twitter whale facts a lot. It has a lot of very interesting, very factual whale facts. You should follow it. And me. Claire. Claire, where are you on the internet?
You can find me at Surrealist Trees on Twitter. and the... Nope, that's it. I don't have anywhere else.
No, music.
Oh, yeah, the music for the show, the intro and the outro, is Goosebeak Whale by Alps, so I will include a link to that in the show notes.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, we did it.
Everyone go talk to the next statue that you see.
Just hit up the Met like, hey, go have a conversation.
Like, hey, what's up? You never know, it might actually be a hot lesbian in disguise.
Oh, I love it.
All right, bye.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.